I was sort of very plain when I was unhappy. I wouldn't really show my emotion. I'd just rinse and repeat, like I mentioned earlier, and I was just still the same character when I was talking to people because it's very easy to hide it, I think.
Yeah, for
Did
sure.
you watch the Dele Alli documentary that came out a while
Yeah,
back?
yeah.
That really highlighted for me a change where do you think that's going to become more of a phenomenon? Because on the surface, I mean, being a Spurs fan as well, I looked at Dele Alli and I thought I was one of the ones who criticised him,
Yeah.
not online, but I was always one of the he's thrown away a really promising career. He's
Yeah.
was one of the brightest talents in English football. He's gone over to Besiktas and he's basically just partied his way over. And when you
Yeah.
watch it back, everything makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, the way he, went out for training or he, basically would take the piss and
Yeah.
take it for granted the natural talent that he had. However, looking at that documentary back, you can really empathise with him and his upbringing, which he didn't need to come out and do. But I feel that I hope that does change things. I mean, it probably won't, to be honest with you, in terms of the hate that these players get. But I hope that with these more poignant conversations around those sports, not just footballers, but across the world, like Joe Marler and rugby,
Yeah.
is do you think that needs to become more of a thing for people to maybe understand a bit better and maybe not target these players? Or do you think that'll always be the
Yeah,
case?
I think if you have people like Dele Alli, people like Joe Marler, and they're strong enough to come out and, say what's going on and actually, show their issues, that's going to help a lot of people who basically see themselves as nobodies because, they've got such a big platform and they are using it in the right way. And I mean, Dele coming out and speaking about what happened to him, you couldn't even write that script if you tried to what happened to him. And, him coming out and being able to do that, the message I think he sort of said, I just want to help other people now from my story.
But you know.
Yeah, exactly. But and I think that is where it needs to be sort of used the most is, if they are suffering and they can get through it. And they can still come out and smile and sit in front of someone, that should help younger people as well. And I think that that is the route that it's going in the minute with that is unbelievable.
On that, do you think that I read some heartbreaking article about a youth player at Man City a number of years ago, and I was like 14, took his own life because of the pressures that was put on him when he was released.
Yeah.
Do you think there's enough in the clubs, even in this day and age, since you've certainly come through the ranks and obviously stopped playing, do you think that the clubs are doing enough, whether it be the FA or whatever, are doing enough to help young players? Because as you said, 1% of players will get through and make it
Yeah.
in internet, like what, in terms of their
Probably
clubs.
even less,
Do you, yeah, it
really.
is probably less
Yeah.
than that. Like the percentages are
It's
so small, the
crazy. It's so
chances are
high.
so little.
Yeah.
Do you think that these players are getting enough, not just education outside of football, but help if they don't make it?
Yeah. I think that's a big thing. I don't think there's enough support networks. There might be more now. Obviously, I haven't been in the academy systems for a number of years now, but I don't think there is enough support for players who don't know what they're going to do once they drop out of football. Obviously, the way it would work, I think, in terms of the way it works at the minute, is you just keep filtering down the leagues until you find your level, and then you play, whether that be semi-pro or whether that be full-time, and you play semi-pro professional. So that's 3 days a week. You train on Tuesday, Thursday, and then you've got a game on Saturday most of the time. So in those spaces in between, these younger players will play at that level until a certain age, and then they'll probably continue to play at that level, but then realize I actually need to get a job as well because I'm going to try and afford a house. I need to have a family. I need to support a kid, whatever it is. And that's how it sort of worked. And that's how it's, I think it's just filtered down. There is no sort of stability in terms of a player leaves a, let's say a Man City, for example, at 16, 17, doesn't get a scholarship, has committed a lot to obviously football, like I did in terms of leaving classes and not and missing and having to catch up on the work. So they've done that. They're sort of just left high and dry in terms of, okay, well now I've left that club, so I need to try and just focus on
So
football.
cutthroat, isn't it?
It is cutthroat in a way, but I also think that, again, a slightly the way my mind works, it is kind of life as well. Like, there is a 50-50 balance on it. It is just life. Like, if you get fired from your job, you don't see the company helping you find another job ever,
No.
do you? So you have to look at it a little bit more, sort of, I guess, as a job, because I
Yeah,
know
fair.
if I left my job, I don't think the company that I'm at now will try and help you find somewhere
No,
else.
true.
So that's a way of looking at it as well.
True.